How you gone? Welcome to NBA Australia. It's Wednesday, February 28. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and a bunch of other places that want to give me money. That's right, man. I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know everything that's going on in the NBA. Day in, day bloody out. Who's doing what? Where they're doing it? Why they're doing it? Who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball? Out here repping Australia, mate. Talking NBA junk. It's your favorite daily NBA podcast, isn't it? All right. Nice one. So today we are wrapping all the NBA games from last night. Plus, there's all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, nah. Better than Lonzo Ball. The unpopular opinion of the day. And as we do every day here on NBA Australia, we check in on every single Australian NBA player just to see how they're going, mate. How you going? And it's Wednesday, so we add to our Mark Brecky Sweaty White Guy of the Week Hall of Fame. It's a good one, too. And highlight great moments in NBA Australia stat history. And we'll finish up with a brand new Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. It promises to be amazing. All right, let's get to it. NBA Australia, let's go.
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Yeah, you better, because it is the NBA Australia Daily Whip Around. That's what we do every day on NBA Australia. We quickly whip around and check on what's going on in the NBA. There were six games last night on Tuesday night, mate. Smashed it. It was great fun. Really good, like posting up at the bar last night, just having three giant TV screens whilst you're sitting there smashing tins. Oh, Jesus, bit dusty this morning, that's why. Nets lose to the Cavs in an absolute rip-roarer of a game. Cavs win 129-123. George Hill finally has a good game for the Cavs. The new guys combined for the Cavs for a total of 64 points. Rodney Hood with 14, Jordan Clarkson with 14, Larry Nance Jr. with 10, and George Hill finally saw some of those threes actually drop for the poor bastard. And he basically went, all right, fuck yes, I'm going to be awesome. Scored 26 points, had 5 assists as well. And the Cavs needed every single one of these because the Nets, man, they took it fucking to them. They were leading at different points in the fourth. The Cavs finally just get over the hump. For D'Angelo Russell, he finally fucking puts up a half-decent game since he's returned from the knee injury. He has 25, 5, and 6. 18 points in 19 minutes for Sweet Baby Carrots. My boy, Caris LeVert, in his second game back. Jared Allen, meanwhile, the fro. He's going to be a problem, man. He had 13, 5, and 3, and probably should have scored about 17 or so. He fumbled a couple of passes and bobbled a couple of passes in the paint that he usually snags clean. Also got blocked by the rim on one because he was turning his back on it and trying to half reverse it and didn't quite get high enough. But his energy is fucking amazing. He was everywhere in this game. Defensively, just a fucking terror. But I mean, the Cavs still scored 130, basically, didn't they? But the big news from this one is LeBron. Holy shit. All he needed was 11 assists, and he got it. He had 31 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists, and there you go. LeBron James joins the 30,000 point, 8,000 rebound, and 8,000 assist club. He is the only person in this club. On your LeBron, that's pretty fucking amazing. We'll talk about that later. Bulls, they lose to the Hornets, 118-103. Oosh! The Hornets, man, just out there, just slightly just creeping up on the old Detroit Pistons there in 9 in the old East. 21-5-5 for Zach LaVine, 12-10 for fighting Bobby Portis, fighting around the world. Kemba Walker had 31 points, 5 assists, 24 for fuck Dwight Howard, man. 10 points, 12 assists for Frenchie Nick Batum. Oh, you wish for me to pass you the ball. Here it is. I am Nick Batum. Nice one. And hey, remember when Knicks fans were going fucking apeshit about losing Big Willie Hernan Gomez? Well, those 4 minutes and the trillion that he had out there for 0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0 and 2 fouls with 1 rebound in 4 minutes I don't know, Knicks fans, you probably don't miss him that much, right? Come on. Come on, mate. Hornets, there you go. That's smart. Bulls being very smart. Flip side by tanking. Just good shit, Bulls. Just good shit. They're out there losing at a fucking rate of knots. It's actually pretty impressive, really, once you think about it. Good job, Bulls. What about the Heat, though? Holy shit, what a game this was. Unbelievable. Philly lose by a point to Miami. It was tough, man. Big Simo covering D-Wade. When D-Wade hit the fucking go-ahead jumper from like just inside the three-point line, Big Simo is out there covering him. Man, passes up the ball to Redick to sort of get them ahead. It's a tough one for Big Simo last night. Thought he was fucking good. Wade, however, has 27 points off the bench. 15 of the last 17 points, including the game-winning jumper. Unbelievable. That's a season-high 27 for D-Wade. With 5.9 seconds left, hits the jumper. They win 102-101. Look, I'm going to lay the blame for this loss squarely on Robert Covington and JJ Redick. Combined for 6 of 24 shooting, Covington goes 2 of 10 and Redick goes 4 of 14. Gross. God damn it, man. Embiid has 23-8-4 with 5 turnovers. We'll talk about Simmons later. Goran the Flog Dragic, who took Big Simo's fucking all-star spot, has a shit game. Hassan Whiteside, though, 15-11. Not bad, not bad. Embiid, though, routinely fucking pantsed him. Still, Heat win, man, and they need you that, too. They're, like, right there. Only 4 games up on Detroit, so there's a little bit of separation, you feel like, between the 8 and 9 spots in the East. But the Sixers are tied with Miami in the win column. 2 less losses, but still. Oh, man, Philly, you needed that one. All right, moving on. The Wiz beat the Bucks. Speaking of Eastern Conference playoff teams, this was an absolute fucking corker of a game, too. 21 for Brad Beal, 15 for Otto. I like to get Blotto. Porter, 13 for Kelly Oubre Jr. Satoransky, 18-6. Dude is chill. Dude's got balls, too. Bucks, man, they tried their hardest to get back in this. They got down big, tracked it all the way back, but couldn't get over the hump. Just ran out of energy down the stretch. 23 points, 13 rebounds, and 8 assists for Greek Freak. Unfucking real. What was also unfucking real was Jabari Parker looking super throwback, and he's like slightly shorter shorts and like no knee pads, no fucking skins. He's just out there raw dogging it in those shorts, and he looked amazing. I don't know. It doesn't look... The hem of those shorts is not that short. It just looks way shorter on Jabari Parker. He looks like he's from the 1970s. It's incredible. He has 19 points in 27 minutes. Stoked that he's back and healthy. It's really fun to watch him. He's got an awesome old-timey game. 17 each for Middleton and Bledsoe. But man, the Bucks, they needed that one. Didn't get it. Now, only one game, well, half a game up on the Sixers in the sixth spot. Tough. Tough, man. Kings lose to the Blazers. Blazers fucking smoke the Kings. As mentioned yesterday, they were going to. Vince Carter, 41 years old, 10 points. Perfect. He doesn't miss a shot. 4 of 4 shooting. 20-6 for similarly old Zach Randolph. Dame, though, has himself a game. Dame Dollar, man. 26 points, 12 assists. Nurk.
It's Bosnian Beer. Hello. Yes, it's Joseph Nurkic.
17-9. Not bad. And Baz Napier, 20 points off the bench. Blazers. Fucking smoked him, bro. Fucking smoked him. Clippers go into Denver and get a crazy fucking win. This was a great game. The late game last night. I'm fucking stonking at that point. Too many cans, bro. Too many cans. And this is an actual matchup for basically the 8th seed in the West. And with the Clippers win, they jump into the Western Conference playoffs by 0.001 of a percentage point. It's 542 plays 541. Clippers Denver, unbelievable. So Paul Millsap came back for the Nugs, which is fucking awesome. Now they're, you know, as close to full strength as they're probably going to be. Mason Plumlee was back as well. The Nugs, though, they just sort of didn't entirely know how to incorporate them, which is a bit of a problem. So look, it wasn't too bad. The Clippers just had an all-round, like, fucking decent game from everybody. Austin Rivers had, like, 17 points in their fucking super punchable face. But the real thing was, like, Lou Williams came out, had 25. But you know what this is going to be remembered as?
Motherfucking Boban Smash!
18 points, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, 1 block for the fucking terrorizer Boban Marjanovic. Boban Marjanovic? There you go, Boban. He's out there scaring villagers and fucking putting the scare of God into the fucking nugs, man. He had himself the best game you'll ever likely see him fucking play. He plays like he has one of them a year. It's amazing. The giant Serb, when he's not scaring villagers, he's fucking getting buckets. Not bad. 18 for the Nugs, 18 each for Jam and Jamal Murray, Wilson Chandler and the Yoka. Gary the Dartsman Harris with 23, 19 for Wilder Thrill, but nothing off the bench though. The bench was a fucking laugher for the Clippers. They scored, I believe it was 55 points in the second half compared to 4 for the Nugs. What the fuck, Nugs? Jesus. That's gross, man. Anyway, Gary the Dartsman Harris leads the way. Don't get the win. Nugs lose. What are you going to do? It was a close one. It was fun as hell. Came down to the fucking death. Clips win. Clips win. All right, let's get on to the NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
That's a knife. That's a knife.
All right, come on, look. It's going to be two people. It's going to be LeBron. 31 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists. The only member of the 30,000 points, 8,000 rebounds, and 8,000 assists club, which is patently fucking remarkable, stupid, amazing, everything in between. Like, dude, the fact that no one has ever done that before is fucking bananas. The fact that LeBron is the first and we got to see it is pretty amazing. The crazy part is as well, his buddy D-Wade last night, 15 of the last 17 points for the Heat. That's pretty fucking good. Ah, man. But the tough part was he wore the name of Joaquin Oliver on his shoes. He was a victim of the Parkland High School massacre last week. He was buried yesterday in Wade's jersey. D-Wade dedicated the rest of the season to him and went out and fucking smashed it and like hit a game-winning shot. It's pretty inspirational, pretty emotional. It was pretty awesome. Great shit by D-Wade. This is my house, as he yelled. Pretty good. Good job, D-Wade. Those are both a couple of inspiring performances. But LeBron, man, the fact that he also got his 8,000th assist on a Larry Nance jump shot is pretty fucking funny. Ah, Jesus. That's pretty good. Anyway, good job, LeBron. Great work, D-Wade. Even though you beat the Sixers and you hit that game winner over Ben Simmons, sometimes things are just bigger than basketball. There you go. All right, let's get to Old Mate No Mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Yeah, you know who's got no mates today? Myers fucking Leonard in Portland. Holy shit. 3 minutes, 0 points, missed his one shot that he took. He's got one rebound as well. Enjoy that $10 million a year, Myers, because no one in fucking Portland likes you. Just saying. All right, better than Lonzo Ball. Let's get to it.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. Coming for everybody.
This is your daily look into who is better than Lonzo Ball. Last night, it is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. And look, I'm going to give this as a collective award to the Kings rookies. Even though they lost horribly to the Blazers last night, De'Aaron Fox and Bogdan Bogdanovic had fucking really solid games. De'Aaron Fox, 13 points, 8 assists, 3 steals, 3 rebounds. And Bogdan, 14 points, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Not fucking bad. So Lonzo, he's back. I'm soaked on this Lakers play. Not for another couple of days, I believe. Which is pretty weird, you know? Why do they get all these days off? Fucking strange, dude. Fucking strange. But still, good job, Bogdan and De'Aaron Fox. Lonzo, his average is at 9-7 and 7 for the year. That's basically what he had in his last two games back. He had 13 points in that other game on, was that Monday? Nice one. So, look, better than Lonzo Ball. De'Aaron Fox, maybe not. But this game, he was. And so was Bogdan. So, good job. All right, let's get to the Mark Bradkey Memorial Sweaty White Guy of the Week. It's Greg Ostertag. What? Thank you for the suggestion for Sweaty White Guy of the Week from PDX Pete over there in Portland. awesome call on Greg Ostertag. The man started for two NBA Finals teams going up against our own Luke Lucien Longley in 97-98 for the Jazzers over there. Ostertag, man, he was 7'2" of giant, sweaty, white mess. He averaged 4.6 points, 5.5 rebounds, 1.7 blocks per game in his entire career. Not bloody bad. The best year he managed was 96-97 when he averaged 7-7, but damn, dude was a big boy and just warming up got the meat sweats. Yeah, he was more big country than big country Bryant Reeves. His highest minutes per game came in the lockout year, 98-99, 27.9 points minutes per game, but the Jazz realized that that nearly killed him. All the fluid he was losing from sweating. So he spent the next couple of years coming off the bench. That's how bad it was. Spent all but 1 year of his career sweating it out in Utah with the Jazz. Also swung by Sacramento for a season in his second last year. Not bloody bad, but the cool thing was in 11 seasons in the NBA, Greg Ostertag retired having never played for a losing team in his entire career and never not sweating about 8 buckets of sweat. And he also had a head like a fucking turnip with a buzz cut. On you, Greg Ostertag. Not bloody bad at all. All right, let's get to Yeah Nahs right after this one.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
All right, man, let's do it. NBA Straya, it's Yeah Nahs. We take three NBA storylines and decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Let's do it. Number one, was LeBron right and is the NCAA, quote, corrupt? Yeah, nah. Yeah, of course it fucking is. Are you kidding me? It's a ridiculous fucking situation, one that only happens in American college sports, right? Like this idea of amateur sports where the schools make a fuck ton of money off these athletes while not paying them at all. Oh, it's like, oh, they get scholarships to the school. Get the fuck out of here. Gee, do you think this leaves a little wiggle room for corruption? Just a little bit, pay them all, or don't make them go to college, and the entire fucking system should be blown up and fixed. Straight up the top, let's do it, come on. That's fucking horrible. Number two, it'd suck if the Clippers made the playoffs over Denver, but at least it'd be fun because Boban could scare more villagers. Yeah, I mean, anytime you get more Boban, I'm on fucking board. Number three, the Nets with Caris and Rondé back are legit mediocre. I mean, they are legit mediocre. I mean, not absolute fucking shit show like they have been. All right, we got a couple of bonuses because there's a lot of fun shit to talk about. So number four, Jokic is good, but should be better, apparently, according to ESPN, because they didn't have him in their big guy point guard article. Yeah, nah, what the fuck is that about? He's unfucking believable. Dude is insane. Fuck off. His last 5 games, he's averaging 24 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists. He's got 3 triple-doubles in his last 5 games. For the year, he's averaging 17, 11, and 6. Jesus fucking Christ, ESPN, pull your head out your ass. And last one, let's do it. Can the Rockets get to 22 straight wins to match their amazing win streak from 2008? They're at 13 now. Nah, I mean, probably not, right? Like, their schedule gets pretty tough over the next couple of weeks. It's actually the toughest part of the rest of their season. So tonight they play the Clips, then they play Boston, OKC, Milwaukee, Toronto. That'd get them to, 15, 16, 17, 18? But then they play Dallas, Spurs, the Clips again. That'd be 22. And then they get to Pelicans, Wolves, and Blazers. Jesus Christ, it's a bit of a murderer's row. You got to feel like they drop one of those. But you never know. They're 30-1. When Clint Capela, Chris Paul, and fast Jimmy Harden, when he's not getting his knocked off by Joe Ingles there, 30-1 they play. They are. That's fucking unbelievable, man. So, can they do it? Maybe. And quickly, will tonight's Rockets Clippers game be as fun as last time? Yeah, nah. Because that was an all-timer. We'll talk about that later. All right, what about the unpopular opinion of the day? Look at me. I like the Cavs. There's a fun funkiness to them where shit's just a little bit whack and a little bit of unpredictability like at all times. It kind of makes them fucking amazing fun to watch, right? It's crazy. Like that Nets game last night promised to be an absolute shit show, but they let you in games. and they sort of don't fucking kill you like they maybe ought to. And that's kind of fun, man. Like, real fucking fun. So, I don't know, like the Cavs, like watching them. Don't know if that's unpopular or not, but it's right fucking there, so fuck off. Nice one, let's get to the NBA Australia Australian Player Watch after these words from Stephen Adams.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Australia, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, man. As mentioned, it's the NBA Australia Australian Player Watch. We talk about all the Australian players and seeing how they're doing. Ben Simmons, Big Simmo, played the Heat last night. Heartbreaker, 1 point loss. He only has 11 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 4 turnovers there. Yeah, not great. Has 9 blocks in 5 of his last 6 games, though, does Simmo. Had a pass to a wide open JJ Redick who fucking missed the shot in the last seconds of the game. And obviously closed down on D-Wade. Didn't quite get there to block his shot. And D-Wade obviously the game winner. Heartbreaker, I'll tell you. Patty Mills. Oh, for all the mouth breathers out there who are like, oh, Patty Mills didn't get racially abused. They just made a joke. Look, when you call someone a Jamaican dog. Yeah, I don't know, mate. When they're not fucking Jamaican and they're black and you're basically trying to make a joke that's fucking shit and dumb and racist. Yeah, you're a fucking mouth breather. Deal with it. Patty Mills, hopefully, what? They've got the Spurs coming back in, what, 2 days? No, tonight they play the Pelicans. On you, Patty. Crush them. The fucking jingler, Joe Ingles. He's still the second best three-point shooter in the league, 44.4%. Jazz back in a couple of days. Dele! Oh, we had a great NBA Australia Never Forget yesterday about Dele. People brought it to his attention. That's pretty handy. Hopefully he'll be back soon. Thon McCurr. Thon song. Thon and the Bucks lose to the Wizards last night. Close one. Thon was out there 13 minutes. Didn't look as impressive as you'd sort of hoped. 4 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 3 turnovers. Oh, Jesus. 1 or 2 from the field. I don't know, man. Second year in, Thon is kind of like, I don't know. He's clearly still developing. We get that. You'd expect to see a couple more flashes. Just say that. Aaron Bangers Baines. Oh, the Celtics are off for another. Oh, and they play the Hornets tonight. Nice one. Andrew Bogut sitting on the couch, fucking around on Twitter, waiting to get a phone call and go, oi, Bogey, come play for us. And how about the daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? I mean, he is, technically, but he's back doing non-contact practice drills. So hopefully he's back soon. And the final part, Australian Player Watch, Kyrie goes against Kemba tonight. Not bloody bad. So, let's get to great moments in NBA Australia stat history.
Great moments in NBA Australia stat history.
Nice. I love that drop. It's pretty good. So, let's get back to 2015. Little Matty Dellavedova in only his second year in the NBA. He's going up against the Indiana Pacers, mate. And you know who's not playing for his Cleveland Cavaliers? There's no LeBron James. So, what does Dele do? What does a Dele do in 2015 when there's no LeBron James? Oh, he gets the fucking shots up, mate. He takes 18 shots, a career high attempts by Dele. Unfortunately, he misses 13 of them. So he only hits 5, but he ends up with a stat line of 14 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists as the Cavs lose. But an amazing effort by Dele. As mentioned in the Never Forget yesterday, he is a cosmic ball of grit and heart. And Dele might be the greatest defensive point guard since John Stockton. Dele, though, 18 field goal attempts. That is a great moment in NBA Australia stat history. I want to see it way more often. Let's do it, Dele. Come on, mate. Get him up. All right. We'll be back after this for the game previews and the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back. It's NBA Straya. It's the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. I'm Patty Mills. As tweeted out yesterday I had an exciting opportunity to host students from the Young Men's Leadership Academy. There's a great Instagram post about him checking out this awesome Leadership Academy in San Antonio. And he says, Yesterday, I had an exciting opportunity to host students from the Young Men's Leadership Academy at the San Antonio Museum of Art. Prior to the event, the young men had watched the movie Rabbit Proof Fence and also read my kids' book Game Day. Fair to say they were well aware of Australian culture before I met them. I watched closely as young men created their own Aboriginal art before delivering a pretty cool Torres Strait Island dance performance which they made up and practiced for the event. We then had a chance to sit down and have a really good chat about the importance of handling yourself and managing your emotions to overcome any feelings of inferiority. Stand tall and be proud of who you are and where you come from and use that to gain strength to achieve greatness. It was a great day if you ask me. Hashtag character, hashtag discipline, hashtag leadership. Well, if I don't know anything, it's that is fucking inspiring. I'm your Paddy Mills. That is the Paddy Mills Game Day Baller, Game Day Inspiration Board for today. He also added in the old Game Day Baller, Game Day hashtag versus New Orleans, hashtag Go Spurs Go. But the Leadership Academy one is much more inspiring. Nice one. All right, let's get to it. Game previews.
Game previews. Game previews.
That's right, man. It's Wednesday. We got 9 games on the NBA slate. There's a couple of corkers in here as well. Bucks play Pistons tonight in Detroit. Can the Blake Pistons continue beating only teams that are on back-to-backs? How's that? Since Blake joined the Pistons, the only teams they've beaten have been teams on the back end of a back-to-back. So maybe they will. But at the same time, Blake Griffin versus Greek Freak should be fun as hell. I don't know, man. I feel like the Bucks are just too good for this. So give me the Bucks. Raps at Magic. It's Super Mario over there. Oh, shit. Taking on Kyle and DeMar DeRozan, kid. We got Air Gordon versus Serge Ibaka. Wait, Air Gordon? Serge Ibaka was also known as Air Congo. Shit, yeah, not bad. Air Gordon versus Air Congo. Like it. Raps at Magic. Raps are going to fucking kill. What are we talking about? Pacers at fucking Hawks. Oh, Jesus. Pacers need to win this one against the shitty Hawks after dropping the game the other day too. The shitty Magic, I believe it was, wasn't it? Jesus Christ, what are you doing, Pacers?
I believe we're shitting the bed, bro. That's what we're doing.
Come on, mate. We need some Victor Oladipo and the Souvlaki King. Oh, no, they lost to the Mavs. That was an absolute joke. Get me some Souvlaki King, Domantas Sabonis. Come on, ASAP. Let's go, Victor. Pacers win that one. Hornets at Celtics. This should be pretty fun. Hornets are out there rolling. No real problems. Like, out there actually crushing it since the All-Star break. Kemba got that fucking All-Star boost, hey? They've won 5 straight. Unbelievable. Boston have won their 3 straight since the All-Star break as well. So it's the unstoppable force meets the immovable object. The immovable object being Aaron Banger's Baines. Hornets are going to run right into that and fuck themselves up. So give me the Celtics, especially at home. Warriors at Wiz. Oh, this is a great one because this is the game that the Warriors don't go visit the fucking White House. And that fucking Orange Noriega over there. On your Warriors, that's smart. They're going to take a whole bunch of school kids from Kevin Durant's hometown to the African American Museum, which is fucking awesome in DC anyway. And you know what? I still think they should take them to go see Black Panther after that as well. If not, Black Panther should be playing in the African Museum as well because it's fucking badass. Warriors are going to beat the Wiz, I reckon, after that. Should be no problems. And what else we got? Oh, Jesus. The Suns at Grizz. Blah! Two of the worst teams in the NBA going against each other. Give me the one that has Devin Booker and not the coach killer, Marc Gasol. Can I point this out again? How fucking dumb do the Grizz look for firing fucking David Fizdale now? Because it's like, oh, Marc Gasol's feelings are hurt. He's like demanding he play better. Meanwhile, the Grizz are 18-41 and lost Mike Conley. They lost 10 straight. Yeah. How is that fucking working out for you, Grizzlies, you dipshits? Anyway, give me the Suns in that one. Sorry, I got a bit heated there. Fucking just pisses me off. I love David Fizdale. Thunder at Mavs. Thunder need to win this one bad. It's the classic Thunder lose to a good team, beat up on the bad teams. But to stay, they're currently 7th. They're only 1 game back, basically. 1.5 games back from San Antonio. Get this win tonight. See how they go. It's a fascinating night tonight. So if the Thunder win, they jump right back into basically that morass between 4-8. Well, 4-9, I guess, in the West. So the Thunder, they're going to want to win this, and it would be hilarious if the Mavs suddenly jump on a win streak after their owner's like, oh, yeah, no, we're tanking. Oh, no, definitely, we're tanking. Come on. And then suddenly they whip off a couple of wins. Hilarious. Give me the Thunder. I think they win that one. Pels at Spurs. Speaking of Western Conference fucking show-offs, unbelievable. Can Pau Gasol stop Anthony Davis? Find out here tomorrow. Spoiler alert. Anthony Davis probably going to drop 50 on them again. Give me the Pelicans in this. I think they just keep on fucking rolling, mate. Pelicans, dudes, they've won 6 straight. And if they win this, they're fucking like right there with the Blazers, like nipping at the fucking Spurs heels and the Wolves heels. Good job, Pelicans. Let's do it. Let's do it. Pelicans beat the Spurs. And then finally, oh, it's a tunnel crew game. Rockets at Clippers again. Now that the Rockets know where the tunnel to the Clippers locker room is, can we expect a pre-game incursion to abduct Austin Rivers and beat the shit out of that little prick? That's all I want. I don't know if it'll happen, but I think it would be fucking awesome. Anyway, Rockets absolutely fucking kill the Clippers in this. Clippers on a back-to-back. Rockets just going to smoke them. No problems. But I love this. How much fun is this going to be tonight? It's going to be on TNT. There's going to be so many tunnel jokes. There's going to be, we're going to send Clint Capela as a diversion again. This was like legitimately the funnest game of the fucking year. So to get it again, I'm excited. But give me the Rockets. Yeah, they're going to win it, right? That's going to be 14 straight? Holy shit. What do you reckon? Can they get to 22? Let us know. Hit us up on Twitter and Facey. I want to know what you think. Can they get to 22 wins? 23 wins? What's the fucking ceiling on this Houston Rockets team? 30-1 when they've got their 3 best dudes. Unbelievable. All right, there you go. Can't wait for the Tunnel Crew Redux. Gerald Green out there fighting everybody. He's been a fucking Rocket for a month. So good. All right, that's going to be awesome. And that's it for today. We're back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Chuck us a like. Go on. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, all the good stuff. Chuck us a rating and review while you're at it. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, their new band. They're amazing. Go request Stop on Triple J, would you? Triple M, Nova, all of the other fucking radio stations that play shit. Because it's a cracker of a tune. Extra special thanks to the legends at Green Green Green, Iowa Fascinator, The Kits, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Give them a smash. All right, and that's it, man. Stick around for a special episode of Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter, and we will catch you tomorrow. NBA Australia saying, later, Hosen. All right, welcome to this week's show. I'm Andrew Bogut, and this is Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. Because remember, with all these latte drinking, snowflake SJW feminists out there distorting the world and being all sensitive to everything, someone just needs to tell it like it is, mate, like real truths and everything. So that's what I'm doing. I spit the truth, and if you don't like it, like, you can just go get stuffed, eh? And because I don't have a job at the moment, I've got even more time to spend correcting idiots on Twitter. Supreme total win. Okay, let's get to it. Okay, so I need to type this one out right now. I have never seen a texting and driving epidemic like LA. Out of control, be safe out there. Oh, good one, Buggy. It is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Okay, this one is pretty funny, so I like this. This is a really good point. I'm going to retweet this guy, AJ Cortez. Social media revealed that everyone is a hypocrite, and we are all delighted when it's people we don't like, and horrifying and indignant when it's us or our side. This. Good job, Bogut. You just made your point. That's pretty fucking smart, bro. Nice one. Okay, so, oh my God, this is fucking hilarious. Oh, NBA Australia have tweeted, the OG, hashtag NBA Australia, never forget the best Australian performance at Madison Square Garden ever. This is me, mate. Oh my God, this is hilarious. Andrew Bogut versus the Knicks in 2010. I'ma retweet this one. Crying emoji, who writes these? That's funny as hell, bro. Oh my God. Not bad, not bad. Okay, I need to tweet out some other stuff. Oh, Bill Simmons tweeted out the Long Life of Luke Longley by Brian Curtis. Great read. Love Luke. That's very good. Nice one. Now, what else do we have left? Okay, so there is a sickening backlash to Nine Spat. Stay strong, Emma Friedman. Most people with half a melon agree with what you said. What you saw when it's what happens when you talk about the Richmond nude photo scandal. Right there. Okay, so the next part is, what else we're going to talk about? Oh, the best part about my interview with Sherwood Strauss is the fact that he won't release the other interview with Radio Ethan. Very funny. Very funny stuff, Bogut. Okay, so this one comes from The Age, my least favourite newspaper in Melbourne, and it says, Aldi and IGA have received extremely low scores in a new study that assessed the efforts being made by Australia's top supermarkets to help tackle the obesity crisis. I better put in my 2 cents. They are supermarkets, you know. They sell products to stay in business, dickhead, healthy and unhealthy. Can we put the onus back on the individual and some personal responsibility? It's just how it goes, mate. These SGWs out here trying to help everybody. It's ridiculous. Oh, jeez. Okay, let's talk about... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This dickhead comes back at me. Agree, but there's a little bit more to it than that. Some people don't even know what healthy is. Healthy eating to one is completely unhealthy to the next. School system is poor for feeding properly. Government regulations on healthy versus non-healthy foods. Too many underlying factors. Disagree. Type how to cook healthy and see what you get. Before the internet, I would somewhat agree with you. You can educate yourself in most fields almost instantly in 2018. It's just there. It's just there. What are you doing, you dickheads? Okay, what else? Oh, let's talk about the NCAA. Oh, what do you reckon about this, you dipshits? Okay, so this guy, as Josh Jenkins, he says... The NCAA are taking more heat than the Mojave Desert. Oh, nice one. Rightly so, it seems, at Andrew Bogut. It's real-life blue chips at almost every relevant school. It really is, mate. You should see some of this shit. It's ridiculous. And this one says, Tate Frazier, he says, a lot of corrupt talk on college basketball. Jay Williams suggests a boycott at the Final Four to make a statement. Don't see a world in which that happens, but it will lead to an answer a lot sooner than a drawn-out investigation. A lot of unemployed college kids. Okay, so I better add my 2 cents into this one too. They have no guidance to even attempt this if they wanted to. College players have no real actively funded players union or even reps that they could refer to for help, advice, / logistics. It's a good point, Bogey. It's a good point. The Milwaukee Bucks, they tweeted out, thank you at Andrew Bogut, squad 6. That's pretty awesome. I better say pleasure. Great to see it's still going strong. I wonder if they want to give me a job. Okay, that's all we've got time for this week. This has been Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter.